Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, Josh is not happy with the fireplace guys. Plus, Boogie Fever is not a Crocus song. And the guy with two foul balls. Right after this classic song by Pinkerton Bowden.
This is dedicated to everybody that's into 50s music.
You know, I saw Conway Twitty walking down the streets of Nashville the other day. And I thought to myself, well, crap the bed. There goes Conway Twitty. If the 50s were so great, why did the 60s have to set the world straight? If Elvis and Buddy and Jerry Lee were really so cool, then why is just one out of three still living? If that's living. With Oxford shirts and khaki pants, 3D movies about giant ants, the music and media make me scream when they make the 50s seem like some kind of dream. Brill cream, wild root, and Bobby socks. Measles and mumps, polio, and chicken pox. With fins on cars as big as tanks, we saved the world and got no thanks. It's easy to forget now how it was. Oh, but I'm glad it's not the 50s now, because
oh, baby,
oh, the 50s suck. Oh, yes, they suck. They really suck. The big one. The 50s suck. They really suck. The big one. The 50s suck. Oh, yes, they really suck. The big one. You do do too. Wow, wow.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, partner. It's live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Let me introduce my posse.
Meat. It's what's for dinner?
Beef.
Beef. Is it meat or beef?
Beef.
Okay. Meat could be anything.
I know. That gives you all kinds of
it. It sure does. A lot of variety.
Yeah. Chicken. It's what's for dinner. Doesn't have the
entrees.
It's what's for dinner.
Amputated leg.
It's what's for dinner. That's coming up. I never did get to meet my posse. Wait a minute. What's your name, sir?
Sheriff Cosby.
Sheriff Cosby.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's
don't go over to the saloon.
It's better than bartender. Yeah, it's better than bartender Cosby.
From where I'm sitting, the sheriff is near.
We shall present him with this laurel and hearty handshake.
That's authentic Western gibberish. If you haven't seen Blazing Saddles, go see it before it's made illegal by the cultural police. That's Chick McGee mumbling over there. Comedian Pat Godwin has his guitar out. We have a song challenge. I'll explain in just a second. That's the very handsome Josh Arnold, new homeowner, which you're going to find out is a big positive thing. We've got a news story today about the positivity and success and happiness of homeownership.
Oh, great.
How about that?
I mean, I'm already happy.
The fireplace guy show up?
I'm not happy about that.
You're hitting home runs with asking people questions and getting pissed at you.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not pissed at Christy.
I am.
Didn't show up again.
Well, there's been some phone tag going on now. If my phone rings and I leave.
We should explain. Josh bought a house, and it's a used house, but it's his first home. Oh, no, this is important.
Pre-lived in.
It's a used
preoccupied.
I think
you've Did you build that one?
I built one from scratch, but I've rebuilt complete. I've torn down. I'm tearing down one. I've rebuilt three.
People. Just move in and make small changes. Don't do it.
No,
And which is what I'm doing, Chick.
No, but you're getting the repointed on the fireplace, right?
I'm getting some tuck pointing done on the firebox and some crown molding on the chimney.
But
you've spent
2 days sitting in your empty house. At least on day two, you had a chair as opposed to sitting on the stairway.
Stairs, yeah.
So it's not a ranch. We know that. we're learning lots of things here.
Well, but you're
waiting for the guys. And how long did you wait yesterday?
Yesterday, I didn't wait at all. I didn't have to because
they canceled.
They called, and then I called them back to say yes, show up.
Sure.
And I never heard anything.
I see.
So I didn't even bother going.
Well, the economy's pretty hot. It's hard to get anything done these days.
I think at this point they're messing with you. That's
what I think. Do you ever have one of these things where the customer service is so sort of shaky that at some point you go, is it me? Am I the one not
I think
understanding?
That all the time. I know it's me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, right now with the economy the way it is, getting any kind of tradesman or tradeswoman is very difficult.
It's a good problem to have. Yes.
So your house is still empty, but you took one chair over there, right?
Yes, the chair that I had on my porch with.
Camping chair.
Have you had your cable installed yet?
No, I mean, I don't have a TV over there.
He's told you this is a soft move. He's going to do it gradually, but you keep asking.
Based on his advice, by the way.
Yeah, you told him, don't move anything in until you paint everything. He's following your advice.
No, my advice was
there other things in there?
Should I be
moving the tub in?
I have, as you know, I have a pie lady.
Yes.
I have a cake lady.
I haven't heard anything about it. Yes.
And I have a lady who, when I have to have stuff done to my house, goes over there and sits there all day so I don't have to.
All right. Well, I may if that.
And she's a bargain. She'll clean up while we'll.
I was gonna say, does she sew for you while she's waiting?
No, my sewing lady.
Darn some socks. Put
no,
some buttons
my sewing lady
on.
Is also
These
my cake
socks.
Lady.
Oh, your cake lady is the same.
She's also a seamstress. Yeah.
And your sitting lady is my old cleaning lady. Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you've got your Amy. You've got your Kathy. You've got your D. You've got your Sharon.
Who do you?
Then
think?
You've got your.
Don't you hire any men?
Yes.
Can I ask you?
You know my handyman. You use
Greg. Yes.
Do you think there's anyone listening to you talking about all this and they're thinking, boy, that Tom, he sounds like a wonderful man.
No, they're
you
going.
You think anybody's
sure.
doing that?
What a man of the people. And by people, we mean those he employs.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
How else am I going to have any friends?
He's just like us. He's normal, just like us.
Well, he does.
No, I don't want to
help the economy.
I don't want to sit around all day. I mean, the cable guy practically lives at my house now. That thing's breaking constantly. So you go, it's
I have that luxury though.
I don't have time to sit around all day.
For me, it's I can sit and read for a little bit.
Okay.
So
I have a couple of real serious questions.
Let me ask.
Yes.
You this.
Now the appliances, you had them all checked out, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Fridge working?
Yes.
Anything in it?
Only some bottles of water that I brought over there.
I think me and you, after the show,
need
to go to a grocery run for that fridge.
Why?
No.
He's not living there.
It's fine for now.
You've got a microwave. We'll get some paper plates.
Who the hell are Jack Nicholson from The Departed? Josh, you like cheese? You like some bread?
You like cheese?
Let's go. You like bologna? Let's give him a couple of
open the truck up.
Did you hear what
Enjoy
he said?
Enjoy your clams.
He said paper plates. He won't eat off paper plates.
In a pinch, I will. That's how
no, that's very generous. How about we do that the week I move in?
You can sure.
Yeah. Free grocery.
No.
Take Ace. You'll get coupons.
Oh, there we go. Now we'll get some deals.
Hey, by the way, word on the street was you and Ace went somewhere.
What?
Am I going to talk about it?
No.
No.
All right.
We're good.
Okay.
Ace and I have done some travels together in our time.
You might have been hanging together.
Ace and I once hung out and went to a Def Leppard show together.
I want to hear everything about
Met
it.
Met the band. It was great.
Oh.
Ace knows everybody. Ace is the only guy who's comfortable backstage. I hate being backstage at concerts. Ace knows all these guys. And
that's cool. Right. I forgot about that about you. What?
What? You like? I don't like going
Tom
backstage.
Rocks. No, I don't mind. I don't really mind anything, but we got to do backstage tomorrow night, and you're going to be freaking out.
Now, just
like you do.
Ace just said, you said what?
Tom rocks.
How so?
I would. Yes,
we
Ace,
spent four
I
hours.
I would like to hear how Tom rocks.
We spent 4 hours in the car to go see Def Leppard and Crocus.
How many years ago?
Were you guys rocking in the car on the way there? And
I was practically giving myself a tattoo. I was so excited about Crocus rocks.
Oddly, Def Leppard. About Crocus. He's a big Crocus fan.
Def Leppard, great band.
Please, sing a Crocus song for us.
His favorite is Scream in the Night.
Scream in the Night.
Let me tell you something about the world that you probably don't know. And I bet you, Chick, you probably know this. Sometimes there are people who have really distinguished jobs that are extraordinarily well educated, far more than me and you guys. That, you know, maybe like,
you
know,
mostly you guys,
surgeons.
Yeah,
you know, people really are, you know, jet pilots,
right?
And it's kind of amazing what music they're into. I know a couple guys that happen to be friends of mine, barely, that are like super talented physicians. And if you found out the music they're into, you'd be stunned. Like ultra heavy metal in one case, Grateful Dead in another. Mm. You know, this guy's like a really distinguished surgeon. It's amazing.
Wasn't there a surgeon who got in trouble for dancing around the operating theater?
Yeah,
or something?
Just recently, yeah. Yeah. A woman.
Yeah.
Well, that one was very peculiar. That has a lot of weird things going on, but the point is, you never know. So there might be one of the best physicians in the world, and she's super into Crocus. Mm. So you just never know what people are.
I don't think I've ever heard a Crocus
song. I have never heard a Crocus song in my life.
Okay, let's listen to this. This is not a Crocus song.
It's not.
No.
You know what that is, though.
Name that band. That's right, the Silvers.
Hey, Josh, didn't you and your show choir do that song in 1994? Yes, we did!
Did you?
Okay.
Wow. All right, let's dance to that.
Could we prevail upon you to recreate the dance moves?
Please.
For us?
I'll have to do the moves from Turn the Beat Around.
Wait a second. No, seriously, if you can do that, when we get off the air today, I want you to do it in front of a green screen. We'll get that up on
there. I want the full body.
Bailey, if you're in the other room listening, we got to get this. We'll get the music and everything for you, and you can dance.
We can't do it today. We're busy.
No, we can do it over. We're doing some photos today. It'll be fine. We've got just the perfect setup. Just bring a boom box. Anybody have one? Ace, you probably have one, right?
I do.
Okay, of course.
Jesus.
Well, Ace has many.
Ace has four VCRs.
Yeah, antiquated.
Right. Ace probably has an eight track.
You never know when you need something.
No one else took it any other way, and I'm sure you didn't either.
No, Ace has four VCRs. Right. He probably has a aftermarket 8-track in his truck because the 8-track came out after that truck was made.
do you have a Mr. Microphone?
I had one.
Did you guys all have Mr. Microphones?
I did not.
Remember the tagline of the commercial?
Hey, we'll be back to pick you up later.
We'll be back to pick you up later.
Yeah. The easiest way in the world to pick up women with Mr. Microphone. Yeah.
I used to love that commercial.
Was it coming through the radio?
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
We'll come back and pick you up later.
And no one could figure it out. It's coming through your car.
That
radio.
Always works. That's a great pick.
I don't have a seatbelt on. I'm sitting in the back of a convertible. I'm going to die here.
The driver's loaded, and I'm
gonna die. That guy's coming back for us.
The point is, we have Josh's new dance. We're going to be. We were discussing. Oh.
Show choir.
You were in show choir. What song did you do?
I don't think we should cheapen. What's the one?
Turn the Beat Around.
Turn the Beat Around is so magnificent. We shouldn't pigeonhole it with Boogie Fever. I think if you
and in fairness, Boogie Fever when we did it was part of a disco. Medley.
Okay.
So you saying
scared the hell out of me. Okay, will you stop it?
If you didn't think that
Chick's
scared
jumpy
you.
Today.
Wait till you have, what, how about this one?
Is this Crocus?
It's Crocus. Yeah, babies.
Oh, don't act like you like this.
It's covers.
Look at him.
A BTO song.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Love Randy Bach.
What's the BTO song?
Taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business That's amazing.
Randy Bachman's got a... By the way, if you're a Beatles fan, Randy Bachman has the greatest thing about the Beatles and that chord. Remember, we talked to him about it on the air. Well, it's on YouTube. We'll link to that. I'm serious. It's very cool. A little more Crocus? Sure.
Please.
I think you'll like this one. You've heard this one, right? That's
sounds
Michael.
Like a storm.
That's Michael Winslow.
Can we get Winslow? I don't know.
doing the
takes
the
a while wind. To get to the hook.
He's first call win. Yeah, you're not. You're going to run out of patience on this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can see how good that song is. The point is, Ace and I went.
Hey,
to
Dean,
see
how about the hook, Dean?
Crocus and Def Leppard. Well, many years ago, and we were just discussing that.
Phil Cullen, a new dad. Did you see that?
Hang on a second.
Ah, my favorite.
This is nice. Nice riff.
Noodle.
This is a nice guitar lick. Jerry Garcia is a noodler. That is not noodling. They're both excellent, but. Oh, Josh.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we come. It's Josh Arnold.
Oh, there we go, the Josh. Oh, jazz hands. Yeah. Jazz hands. Woo. Now, if you're driving, please leave one hand on the wheel.
Yes.
But you can do this dance because you just exchange hands as you go, right?
Yeah, you essentially just make L's with your arms.
You do 10 and 2, but you got to just take it off the 2 and 10.
That's like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
I forget what else we did, but...
Kind of looks like semi-4. Very nice. We're going to get Josh showing how to do that. We'll get a little video of that coming up later. We were going to touch our toes into the
first of all,
of
you
sports.
Guys wanted to know, well, I'm sorry, game show wanted to know about the World Cup matches today. Today, these starting at 11 o'clock, Russia and Saudi Arabia and Morocco and Iran. I don't know who you're cheering for there. I think in the Morocco or Iran, they actually play with someone's severed head.
Sure.
And then... tomorrow, Egypt, and you are gay, and...
Uruguay.
Uruguay?
Uruguay.
Sorry. It's Homer Simpson. It's not me. And that's tomorrow at 8 a.m., and then Portugal and Spain get together. And let's get this straight. Those two
teams
do not
like each other. Yeah, you bet on that one.
And then France and Australia. Oh, that seems like a fun match. France and Australia.
Okay.
And Argentina and Iceland.
So Israel taking on Palestine? Oh, wait, but they don't have a country,
Jesus,
sorry.
Just move along.
That's a comedy goal.
You know, yeah, nothing like that.
This Oakland A's fan, what caused the international incident? Well, the Oakland A's fan has been going to games at the Coliseum all his life, but until earlier this week, he never caught a foul ball.
Oh, much like most of us, I would
most
think.
Most of us. He just... If he could just catch a foul ball, he thought.
I wonder where this is going. I like this.
I wish it was going a little quicker.
I'm building the tension.
Yeah. It's as though you're reading it for the first
time. That's right. It's almost like I'm reading it for the first time. Bill from Pittsburgh explained, being interviewed by the radio team, he barely had time to put the first foul ball that he caught,
so
his pocket.
Because of the story is he catches a foul ball.
He catches
after
a
all
foul
these
ball
years.
After all these years.
All right.
He barely had time to put the ball in his pocket.
When he died.
Before the second one was coming right at him. And he caught that one, too, just 20 seconds apart.
Now, this never happens.
Never.
This never happens.
Then he died.
Have you ever caught a foul ball?
No.
How many times have you been to the ballpark?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds.
Yeah. This Cowboys. Guy gets two within.
Oh. No, I like the story last week a little better.
The way this story ends is, I hope Bill bought a lottery ticket on his way home. Tom?
Why would he want to buy a lottery ticket?
Yeah, it seemed like he used up all his
luck. Now, the better foul ball story was last week.
The better foul ball story.
Just remember the San Diego Padres fan?
Yeah, she caught it in her beer and she drank.
The aptly named Gabby?
Yes, that's right. Her name was Gabby DeMarco. She was.
Then I caught a foul ball, and then I couldn't believe it. And then,
I drank it. All the guys got it. They all cheered.
And then I went to the Jack Johnson concert, and then I went...
And I saw this cute boy with a shark tooth necklace, and I talked to him. And it turns out his dad works with my dad. Can you believe that?
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.